Saram everyone, and welcome to the studios of Sri Satya Sai Media Center. Really happy to have with me today Sri Balram Khamari, a doctoral student in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. In 2020, the American Society for Microbiology gave him an international award, not for his academic papers published, but for his art, which was in sync with his knowledge of science. When you bring in your passion for microbiology and your passion for art and blend both of them, what emerges is this lovely creative expression called microbial art or agar art. And Brother Balram Khamari came up with something which really stunned the department and the society of microbiology. He is someone, even as he pursues his PhD, he's been a fantastic artist. He's been a singer. He sings in the Prashanti Mandir bhajans every day. He's an actor, a lyricist. He bakes cakes, and he's really engaged in a host of extracurricular activities in the hostel and the campus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. God has really packed a lot of talent into his ebullient personality. So with great pleasure, I welcome you, brother, to this Thursday session. So, you know, I think everyone is wondering, what is this microbial art? What is this agar art? So before we go on to your award and what you created, which really captured the imagination of a lot of people, and they are wondering, oh, wow, who is this guy coming up with such innovative things? Tell us, what is this art form about?
Yeah. So Sai Ram to everyone. And first thing, I would like to thank Vishu brother to introduce me in such a way that much. I don't know whether I deserve that much the way he spoke about me. But yes, Swami has been very kind on me and in giving me all these kinds of talents which I can at the end offer at his lotus feet itself. So yeah, to start with it, agar art, as we call it, or microbial art, it is also known as microbial art, because the art form is actually very unusual in a way that microbiologists have been growing different microbes on the nutrient agar plates. So nutrient agar is it will be different nutrients will be present in that particular media. It is a semi-solid media. You would have seen those jelly. Yes. So the edible jellies will be there. It will be like a jelly on a petri dish. Mm. So generally all the microbiologists, for any experiments, they take a small inoculum of the bacteria and then grow it. Okay. It is called streaking. The method is called streaking. So while streaking, we draw a path. So in that way, the bacteria grows. So I don't know who came up with the idea that if you can streak it in an artistic way, it is possible that it looks like an art. Mm.
So you create pathways in, yes, the petri dish.
Yes. So we have something called this nichrome loops. Uh-huh. So we sterilize them by burning it in Bunsen burner, and you take a little inoculum of that particular bacterium which you want to grow, and then you streak the path. So as you have streaked, the growth will start happening there.
So you have created a pathway in the petri dish. Yes. And you are asking the microbes to grow along that path.
Yes, exactly.
And you are visualizing that once it grows, probably this is what it will create.
Yes.
It may not, right?
Yes, it may not also. Mm. Possible, because all the conditions should be suitable for that particular bacterium to grow. Mm. And all the particular chemicals that it requires should be present in the media for it to grow, or the colors which it can produce. Those particular colors should be...
So different bacteria with different kind of nutrients can produce different colors.
Yes. Hmm. So there are many bacteria. And our lab in the institute, we have a huge stock of actually microbes. Oh, okay. Because we have access directly to the hospital.
Oh,
so okay. All the patients who come in with any urinary tract infections or bloodstream infections or any infections, we generally ask the hospital to extract the bacteria, isolate the bacteria and give it to us. Mm-hmm. So that we can work on them.
It's a beautiful sync between the hospital and the university.
Yes, we have. Yeah. So Swami has actually given the hospital, like, it is like a gold mine for all the research to happen in the institute. So anything you want. So many of the outside labs, they collaborate with us because they want the bacteria, which they don't get generally. No hospital will provide. So they have to have so many other associations and association, all that. So we have a lot of bacteria. So I can try out with different bacteria to see which is growing in what way and how I can produce art from that. So that is the microbial art. So people use bacteria, fungus, or any of the other microbes, yeast, etc. for doing this microbial art. So I primarily use bacteria because our lab deals with bacteria. So
so when did this idea come that, you know, let me also create some art? When did you know that there is such a thing called microbial art?
Exactly. I was unaware of this thing, actually. I have been an artist from quite some time. Means from my 11th standard, 12th standard, even during UG, PG.
Yes.
And I joined for PhD in 2016. So till 2019, I used to do a lot of microbiology in the lab. But I never thought that that could be presented as an art until a colleague of mine from our senior brother, he told me that American Society for Microbiology, it is organizing contest every year. All around the world, people are welcome to submit the agar art, and they will find out the first, second, third from that, and they'll give some prize. So then when he said that, since you are an artist, you should try this. Then it struck me that, yes, I can try this. And then I went back and saw different old submissions, and I got an idea of how we can do it. So I started doing some trials.
So everything's just experimental basis. There is no one to really actually guide
No one actually. Nobody even knows in our lab what is agar art and how. So I just formulated the idea myself that okay, if I do like this, it may happen this way.
Okay.
Yeah. So 2019, I participated for the first time actually. That year I didn't receive any award as such. But I had made this Sarvadharma symbol.
Our Sarvadharma symbol?
Sarvadharma symbol.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So in the center, the lotus thing and all the five religions, this thing. So that year also, it looked good, but it didn't have that much intricacy to go into the winning list or anything. It was a simple thing. So
you got an idea what this whole thing
exactly.
is about.
Yeah, exactly. But it was shortlisted in the top, like top 50, which goes for the voting and all those things. And a lot of Sai devotees from across the world, they have recognized that and they have commented.
So some awards are by people's choice.
Yeah. So it goes to Facebook, and in the Facebook, people see and vote for it. So I think it got a lot of exposure that time.
Okay.
So and many people had sent it to me myself that, see, we saw this art, it was really nice. Like, so because it was a Sarvadharma idol, it was very
Sai devotee connected with
it. A lot of many people connected with it. So then 2020, I was here. Then this year, I thought that I should make something and get an award as much as I should try as much as possible. Yeah. And because pandemic time, I did not go home actually. I was in the hostel only. So in September, when it came, I started trying different things to submit to ASM Agar Art Contest. So this, finally, I came up with this microbial peacock, I named it. So that received the second prize.
Yes. Among nearly 189 entries from 29 countries.
Yes. Plus US.
Plus US.
Yes.
Yes. It got the second prize. And it's a beautiful peacock, very, very intricate. When you look at it, you know, it's hard to imagine that someone has, it's all actually microorganisms, and so beautifully they have grown, listening to the orders of Balram.
So, yeah, you have to really grow it and keep monitoring it because they may overgrow. There will come a point when they will start growing all around, not only on the path which you have created first. So, you have to have a tab on it, and then when it reaches the optimum, when you know that this is what you want, you should keep it in fridge.
Okay, so that there is no further
further growth, because bacteria doesn't grow at 4 degrees.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if when you look at it, you know, it was really the peacock is done with a lot of intricate design, and I think all your artist background, all the work that you had done in the hostel, everything came into play here, right?
Yeah, I mean, to be like, to say, Peacock has always been very close to my all my art forms, whatever I do, whether it is sketching or painting or anything. Because, I don't know, Peacock has that majesty in it. And it we have a lot of creative flexibility with Peacock. And so that's why I was like, let us draw, let me do a peacock, a symmetric thing. And I love symmetry.
Okay.
Like, in any of my arts, you see any of our sports meet structures or Ganesh Chaturthi chariots or anything, I make sure that there is symmetry because symmetry somehow appeals to me a lot.
And in fact, I mean, this is what also you will find in any of Prashanthi architecture, anything of Bhagwan, you will always find symmetry.
Symmetry, yeah.
So that's beautiful, Shiva and Shakti, symmetry. But I think, as you said, a peacock gives you a lot of creative flexibility.
Yes.
I mean, the neck of the peacock can be in any direction.
Yes, yes.
The feathers can, you know, you can really imagine plenty of things to do with the feathers, right?
Exactly. And more than anything else, it is our national bird.
Oh yes. Yeah.
So, and in any of our traditional Indian art forms also, you see, whether it is Rangoli or any Pattachitras and all those things, peacocks will be an integral part. Even in our Mandir, you will see peacocks everywhere.
Yes.
So that's
Mandir on the top, we have a lovely peacock, right?
Yeah, amazing. So everywhere we see there will be peacocks. So that is one of the reason actually why I thought that let me do a peacock.
So on one hand, when someone sees that, they know that it has got an Indian connection.
Exactly.
They know it's from India.
Yeah. It gives a lot of this thing that it might be from India. Because it looks like a Rangoli.
Yes.
And it has peacock in it. And it is our national bird.
Yes. Wow. Fantastic. I mean, the Independence Day just round the corner, and you know, to create something which when someone sees, they're reminded of India is beautiful. At the same time, peacock also is so much associated with divinity. I mean, peacock always reminds you of Krishna.
Yes.
So, you know, I think such a beautiful synergy in peacock. We see of creativity, we see of nationality, and we see divinity.
Yes, all the three things.
And it really caught attention.
Yes.
Really amazing. So how was it when you got this news that you've got this award? You know, did you really, were you really expecting it this time?
Frankly speaking, I was not expecting it.
Okay.
Because when they put all the shortlisted ones, I had submitted two actually. One was this microbial peacock and another was, I had named it Intricate Geometric Symmetry. It was a very symmetric Rangoli kind of a thing.
Okay.
So with
abstract.
So many, it's an abstract and it was exactly symmetric and things like that. I thought it was very intricate.
Okay.
So I thought I should like, that actually shows the how stable our hand is. I thought maybe that will catch people's attention. So, and both of it got shortlisted. So when all of them actually came in the final list of the top 50, 52, I think, I saw both of my things being there. But I also happened to see all other entries.
Yes.
And I was like, no, I am not getting. We agreed in our lab that we might not get this year. Next year we'll try.
You felt the others were really, really good.
Really. They were really good. They were really good because more than anything else, theirs was very colorful. Mine was only two or three colors. The backstory is I tried a lot of different color combinations and all those things, taking different kind of microorganisms. But unfortunately, every time something happened and it fell down or it just got smeared. All those things, I actually, that was my fourth or fifth attempt what I submitted. So I didn't have much time left. So I just drew it and I submitted. So, and being in the, not going to home during the pandemic when everybody else had actually gone and I stayed back in the hostel and I was working in the lab and those kind of things and nothing was moving. I was in a very low point in my life actually.
And you're struggling, so many things are not happening.
I was like, nothing is happening. And then they were supposed to announce the results by November end, but it was already December and they had not. So, and the previous night itself, I was like looking at Swami's photo and I was telling what is happening in my life. Next day morning when I get up, I see two mails. It was, I think, 1st of December or something. Or 5th of December. I saw two mails. So, the first mail was, your entry titled Intricate Geometric Symmetry has not made into the final list. Thank you for participating.
Oh.
I was like, if that only didn't get, I don't think Peacock would have stood any chance.
Hmm.
Then I saw the second mail from the same person, addressed to the same person.
Hmm.
Congratulations. The your entry titled Microbial Peacock has been chosen as the second prize recipient. And they enclosed the certificate also therein.
Okay. Wow.
Then they told there will be official press release.
Hmm.
And after the official press release, we want you to share with people. And I don't know, somehow, like previous, it has been happening from 2015. And it was not so much in limelight. This year, in 2020, maybe because people were there at home because of pandemic and all those things, it got a lot of attention.
And I think, as you said, in 2015, this Agar Art Contest was started by the American Society of Microbiology. But I think it is getting traction.
Yes, I think this year there will be a lot of competition. Because now everybody knows about it. Especially in India, it has got a lot more famous this year.
Yes. And when a Sai student gets it, the whole Satya Sai community, the whole Sai family now, you know, is really excited about it. And really, you have inspired a lot of students, you know, who are artists and who are into science to, you know, also participate in this. But tell me, brother, how is it to actually draw on paper, you know, and to draw on a Petri dish? Like, how difficult it is?
Actually, it is quite difficult to say.
Mm-hmm.
But first thing is, it is not for beginners. Means in the microbiology, once you work for 2, 3 years, 4 years, first thing is you have to be really protective. Because these are pathogenic bacteria. So that your supervisor or whoever may not allow you to do this kind of things unless you are completely sound with the knowledge of the protection and all those kind of things. The biosafety.
Huge risk factor.
There is a risk factor. So it is always like advised to do it in a controlled environment. Where there's a lab or biosafety cabinets are there. So all those kind of things. So, and your hand should be really stable. Once you do for 2, 3 years, 4 years, for normal streaking for experiments, your hand will get really stable. Then you can take that forward and draw art with it. So because you have only one thing. Your brush is the loop. What the nichrome loop. It is a very small loop. It is a metal wire. And the jelly on which you are going to draw, it is a jelly. So imagine how prone it is to get broken. If you press little harder, it is broken. So in the entire duration of your making that, you should not poke anywhere.
No mistakes.
No mistakes are allowed. So if you touch anywhere, there one extra growth will come, which will spoil your design.
It's not like you can erase it.
You cannot erase it. There is no way you can erase it.
Yeah. Wow. So it's really...
And more than that, because the jelly will be thick. The agar jelly will be thick. When you're seeing from front, you'll be seeing something. You change the direction, you'll see something else. So because of the refraction.
Because the substance.
So you have to keep it in one angle. Anywhere you are doing, you have to rotate and keep it in the same angle. So that what you are doing, you know. It's a little tough.
Really?
But it is not tough for those who already have done many years of microbiology.
And many years of art.
Okay. To say, yeah.
So, amazing. I mean, definitely, this is a new art form and very challenging. Definitely very challenging. And something really worth trying for someone who loves science and who loves art. You are someone who actually got introduced to a lot of these things. I mean, even to this whole business of excelling in various kinds of art after you came here, actually. After you became a student. And so if you can tell us, you know, how you actually entered the portals of Bhagwan's University and how your journey with all these art forms began. Because Balram is someone who takes part in a host of extracurricular activities. He's there as in the sports meet, those huge structures that you see. He's the one who really slogs behind the scenes. Every festival that the cards that the boys... offer to Bhagwan. He's the one, he's been looking after the card room. The card room is that department in the hostel which continuously makes various art forms. You know, they take care of the notice boards in the hostel, in the university, and make these cards for Bhagwan. Anything related to do with art, that's what, you know, he leads a team of 20, 30 boys in the hostel. Apart from that, you know, he does designs on the cakes that are offered to Bhagwan on various occasions, especially the birthday cake. So he does designs on that. So And as I said, besides that, you know, he's a singer, he writes lyrics and acting. So anyway, before we go into other disciplines, tell us about, you know, your journey to Bhagwan's hostel and getting involved with the card room in the hostel.
Yeah, so actually I am not from a family who were Sai devotees previous to I joined the institute.
So you didn't know much about Swami?
I didn't know much about him. I just had known that Sri Sathya Sai Baba is a person, a divine person who is there in Puttaparthi. So in my previous school, where I did my higher secondary education.
In Odisha?
Yeah, in Odisha. Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalaya. So there we used to have a ma'am.
Okay.
So she was the staff nurse in the school. Mm-hmm. But she was an ardent devotee of, she is an ardent devotee of Swami.
Mm-hmm.
And she has actually dedicated her life to the purpose, the cause of Swami's mission.
Mm-hmm.
So she was somebody who used to take Balvika's class regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So he used to urge the boys to come for Balvika's class and learn some moral education and learn the teachings of Swami and all those things. And I remember that time when I was studying there, there was a principal sir of our school who also happened to be a Swami's devotee.
Mm.
So they both used to take turns and take Valvika's class. And interestingly, even my principal sir's both son and daughter, they studied here.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So if principal sir's children only studied here, then you can. So that ma'am was very keen that we join.
Okay.
And she also had told us that once when Swami was there in Parthi here, she had come for Seva or Balvika's convention, something. So that time she had requested Swami by through a letter that she wants her students to study here.
Okay.
And Swami had accepted the letter. So she was very keen that more and more of her students, so that when we go back to our place, we can help her in all these kind of missions which they are taking it for.
It's a mission.
Yeah, it is really nice. And actually so many of us have already, almost around 30 to 40 in all the campuses, we have completed our education here from my one school.
Oh, wow. And all have been trained by her.
Yes.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. So I think, and every year there is definitely one or two people who are joining every year till now.
It talks about the amount of inspiration that he is putting into all these boys. Wow.
She is, really. And so she was the one actually who introduced to all of us about Swami. And she called my parents and she told that, see, I think Balaram can go on to study in the Sister Society of High Learning because there is a lot of opportunity there. And since he has been attending Balvika's class, and I think it is a very good place for him. So my parents agreed.
Okay.
So, and my father is a very religious man.
Okay.
He takes care of the Jagannath temple and all that in my village also.
Okay.
So when he came here, and he has gone to many, almost all the pilgrimage centers which are there in India.
Okay.
All Tirth Sthans, what we call.
Mm.
So he was very keen to come to Puttaparthi because he had not yet come.
Okay.
So during my entrance exam, we came here. I was not, I was very neutral. I didn't have any thoughts about joining or anything. I was just taking it the wave, in the way the whatever is going on, let it.
Yeah.
So I came here, I wrote the entrance exam. Everything went on smoothly. I just gave I got selected. Then I joined Vrindavan in 2011. So we were the first batch of students after Swami's Mahasamadhi actually. So yeah, then 2011 when we joined Vrindavan campus, there during the altar competition itself, like room altar competition in the June, July only it happens. So that time whatever my room leaders told me to do, I just did, and they actually tapped my potential. They were like, this fellow is an artist.
Oh, okay.
So then I got different opportunities. I participated in competition. They took me off to card room.
So this altar competition is something that happens in Sathya Sai hostels, where you know every room which consists of somewhere between 10 to 13, 14 students, they make their own altars. It's like their shrine. And every day, you know, they do their worship there. It's like God is in your room. And there is an altar competition that happens. And, you know, the rooms which has the best altars are given awards. In fact, when Bhagwan was physically there in Vrindavan, all these altars would be taken to the Kalyan Mandapam and Swami would actually come and watch all the altars and, you know, no matter whether your altar gets first prize or second prize, Swami will stand next to every altar and he would give a picture to the students, to the rooms, the students. So, I mean, so that's how the tradition of altar making is there in the hostel. And so that's how you got spotted.
Yeah.
Your art got spotted.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in the first year, I didn't know much. I didn't know what is an altar exactly, actually. So I just went. Second year, I got first prize. Means our room got first prize. Because by then, in 1 year, I had learned.
Yeah.
What exactly it is.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah.
So after that, you got into making cards and that whole journey of being.
So once I joined the card room, we call it arts and crafts department.
Yes.
Card room is that specific room where all these things happen.
Yes.
So one dedicated room will be there for keeping the things and instruments and all those things. So once I joined the arts and crafts department, then I started, I was told that when students used to make cards for every occasion possible.
Yes.
Everything that that is happening, students used to make card and take it to Swami. Physically when he was there. So then it struck me that why not we should also make for all this. So initially in the second year, we used to be given you will make card for this particular festival. So when we came to third year, in Vrindavan, third years are the senior.
Yes.
So we have to take care of the things. And then we decided that we will make card for every festival.
That is just like it used to happen when Bhagwan was there
physically. Wow. So, and I had some of my friends who are from the primary school and they had the opportunity to go and show.
Yes.
So actually, lot of things which they said to me, they shared with me, that stayed with me.
Wow.
Because they told me that Swami used to love the entry cases. Mm. And if you make a rose with the ribbons or something, he will touch it.
Yeah.
And he will look whether it is real or any beads are hanging, Swami will play with it.
Mm.
So, and there should not be any pins or something which should be coming out of the card.
Mm.
Should not hurt Swami's physical this thing. And all those kind of things, there should not be colors which are wet. So that it comes up to the hand. Mm. So these kinds of details were told to me and I took it really seriously. And all these things will be taken care of. And we used to. And whenever I was in charge for the arts and crafts, I used to make sure that these things are happening. As if we are really going to the physical Swami and showing the card.
And cards are made like for not only festivals, but also programs, right?
Exactly, yes.
So you have to make a card when you're doing a drama in front of Swami. In gratitude programs, you do a card. Every time you go to Swami, you go with
a card. Yes.
So you end up continuously making cards for something or the other,
yes. I don't know how many cards, I cannot keep count of how many cards I would have made.
Yeah.
But actually, I think that is also, that is something through which I connected to Swami.
Wow.
It happened that way. Because when you join a particular department, you serve in a specific way. And there are about 20-25 departments in the hostel. And everybody's connection to Swami is unique in that way, actually.
Correct.
Some people find the connection in making food for sick people. Some people by organizing all this PA systems, all those things. So
Maintenance department.
So like this, every department...
Yes.
Dispensary, they serve the sick people by giving medicines and all those things.
Yes.
And in that way, they serve Swami.
Yes.
So in our card room, in the arts and crafts, our way of connecting to Swami is to make cards. Because there are other things.
Yes.
Other things, huge things are there. But at the end of the day, card is something which you take directly to Swami.
You can go one to one.
One to one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's a moment of fulfillment, right? You are slogged.
Yes.
to make that
so
card.
So I love the feeling...
Yes.
Of the next day morning, actually. When the card is ready.
Ready.
And you are taking bath. And your dress is ready with your cufflinks. I just love the feeling.
Yes.
Cover the card with the paper. Nobody should see it before Swami sees. Cover the card with a cloth or a newspaper and open it. When you open it inside bhajan hall, everybody will like to see.
But wait.
Wait. That feeling, I think, is just unique. I think only one who has slogged for a card and taken it to Swami will understand actually what I'm talking about. Yeah.
So there were so many such moments for you, right?
So many such moments.
Tell me one of the most beautiful moments, you know, when you had done this card and you went to Sannidhi and you offered it and you just probably could not control what was happening inside. Were there any such moments?
Yes, I will share two maybe. One, I will keep the recent one for the later. So first one, I was in my third UG, we had the gratitude program, as you were telling. For gratitude program, there has to be a lot of cards.
Yes.
Because each song that we sing during the gratitude program, we write the lyrics on a card.
Correct.
And then we take it to Swami.
Yeah. So generally the gratitude program format is that there will be short talks interspersed with songs. And every time, you know, someone stands up to speak, so there's another boy who would go and offer a card. So in a 1 hour program, there could be like maybe 13, 14 cards that you go to Swami.
Yeah.
Because you're just creating opportunities. Everyone wants to go to Swami.
During gratitude program, we make sure that everybody gets an one-to-one opportunity with Swami. Yeah. So a team of artists who were there in the arts and crafts team, we were all assigned to make all these cards.
Yeah.
So write all the
lyrics. You have to make the cards for everyone else.
Yes, precisely. So my this thing was the first card, the beginning card. So beginning card, I and one more brother, we were taking the card. And so there are a lot of things. So what happened was we missed a lot of practice sessions of the music program and by my third year, I was already a singer. So I really looked forward to singing all these songs. I knew all the songs some of us only taught everybody else, but we were not singing.
But you're not getting chance to sing because you're so busy making cards.
Yeah. So we were told to finish the cards and all those things. So when final practice happened, they told everything will go on as it is going to be in the kukula and the hall on the
final rehearsal.
Final rehearsal. So that day we were all called. By the time we had already finished. So when we started the program, I was very emotional. I was like, I missed this.
Yeah. I mean, you're happy that you made the cards, but you're not able to sing.
Not able to sing, yeah. So then I was always thinking that, yeah, maybe I should have sung or things like that. So when I took this card and then we came back and we were sitting. I was sitting on the right side of the whole group in the third block right side towards the lady side. And next to me, all the cards were there. So my card was there just in front of me. So when some boys, they went for vibhuti, that pens, all these things we get blessed that time, chocolates. And so when this one guy was coming with the blessed vibhuti packets, one packet fell onto the card. Directly onto the card. Yeah. So already I was lot of I was in so that was some little small assurance that
But it meant a lot to you.
It meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
Because it gave some assurance that making card is nothing is bigger than the other.
Yes.
Everything is equal for Swami.
And Swami give you that extra grace. Let you know I acknowledge what you have done for me.
So that was that was one moment where like I the card making process like gave some kind of fulfillment to me that I continue. So when I came for PG also, I used to make sure that card is made.
The tradition is
maintained, all those things. So this year actually, this is the second one, which I was telling. This year, Guru Purnima time, it was very strange because I was actually, what used to happen is during these music programs, every festival, somehow I used to miss most of them. Because I have to prioritize.
And during festival times, you have to make card and there will also be a music program.
Yes. So every time I had to choose. So and when it comes to arts and crafts, it is a duty also to be.
Correct. Yeah, as a senior, you have to. You're in charge of that.
Many of the times I prioritized that in front of. So
you have a responsibility.
When, now that in the last one and a half years, students are not there in hostel. So I got a lot of opportunity to do both actually.
Okay.
So this year, Guru Purnima time, I had not thought of making card, frankly speaking. So just 2 days were left and one of the brothers in the from the music group, he asked me, did you make card? Are you making card? He had never asked me before anything about card or anything. Then it was like somebody reminding me.
That Swami is telling,
hello, what happened? How did you forget? This is Guru Purnima.
You're the one who in 2011, after Bhagavan left his physical form, you were the one who, hearing about the tradition, said, let's do it every festival.
Yes.
So and now it's coming back, Bhagavan.
So then,
Bhagavan.
That when that brother asked me, I was like, now there is no way I can tell no or I cannot resist.
It's so, like a command from Bhagavan.
Yeah. So I made sure that I just, so after the practice, I went back and I started the card. So I made the card and completely by myself. And so when I got that card and we were going to Swami, this was the moment actually. I was just controlling my emotions. It was, my heart was completely filled. It was like the gratitude program for me. since I have submitted my thesis already, it was somewhere occurring to me that this might be my last card, like in Prashanthi Nilayam, and as a student. Like,
because you're completing a PhD.
Yeah, exactly. So it was more like a gratitude program for me.
And so Swami ensured that you got both. You participated in the music program. You sang the songs.
Yes.
And you got to do the card.
Yes,
like
exactly.
Everything that you had always wanted to do.
Wanted to do, yes, yes.
And it happened in the most beautiful way. I think you sang almost a solo song you sang.
Yes, almost.
Wow. So let's talk about your singing now. So how did the singing journey, I mean, how did you become a singer in the Prashanthi Mandir Bhajan group? Was that also something that you never knew you could do and somebody spotted you?
Yeah, kind of. Actually, I used to sing casually in my school. And for school prayer and all those things, they used to ask me because I used to sing. But I didn't know anything, any intricacies or any technicalities about music.
Never learned music or anything.
So I didn't even know what a shruti is and all those things. If you give a shruti, I can sing. Not like I was tone deaf or anything, but I didn't know. So when I came to Vrindavan, actually, I saw many people singing and I was like astounded. I was like, these people are really great. Means they know the exact thing, how music is, how the things are. So I took a step back. I cannot match up to their level.
Yeah.
And maybe this is the standard which is maintained here. Yeah. So I should not go and,
you know. Yeah, I'm not yet there.
Not yet there.
So I
didn't even try in the first year. I just was not very keen on that.
Didn't even tell anyone that you know.
Yeah, exactly. To sing. Singing or anything. I didn't tell anybody. So this is it happened actually that our director, that time director Sanjay Sani sir, so he used to take awareness classes for us. Fridays in the morning prayer, just before college, there will be prayer session. During the prayer session, Fridays will be bhajans. So bhajans were going on and I was sitting in the back. So next hour, the first hour was awareness class. So Sanjay Sani sir told that I am going to play a game today which Swami used to play. I'll call randomly people and ask them to perform a task on the stage. And we used to have a mic. Because awareness class, the whole batch will have together.
Okay.
The science, commerce, everybody together. So it's a huge hall. So we used to have a mic there. So he called me first.
Out of the blue.
Then, that time he didn't even know my name properly, I guess. So he asked, I told him, my name is Balram. But he had known me by face. And then he told, I asked Balram to sing his favorite bhajan. Then I was like, frankly speaking, I knew only one or two bhajans properly. And I didn't want to like make a fool of myself by singing something which I don't know. So I had known this Allah Tuma bhajan. So I just started. Allah Tum Ho, Ishwar Tum Ho, Tumhi Ho Ram Rahim, Tumhi Ho Ram Rahim. And I stopped. Then he looked at me, told, continue. Maybe he had a doubt that I don't know the bhajan girl. Then I was like, Eshu tum ho, Nanak tum ho, Zorashtra bhi ho, Mahavir tum ho, Gautam Buddha Kareem, Gautam Buddha Kareem. Then people started clapping in the class because they had not heard me before and they thought that I know how to sing. So then I came back later. Sanjay Sani sir, at the end of the class, like this, he called many people and told them to sing
or do different things.
Then at the end, he told, I called Balram and I asked him to sing because I saw him sleeping during the bhajan. So somehow I had dozed up. Maybe something, some rice item was there in the breakfast or something which made me. So that was the last, I think. After that, I never slept during bhajans. Because I started taking. So everybody told me in the class that, see, you have a beautiful voice. You should try singing. So then, still I was not very, I just took it that way. Then in my second year, actually, what happened was we started doing some program for Rath Yatra. So Rath Yatra, as you know, the biggest festival in Odisha, Jagannath Rath Yatra. So the Odia boys in the hostel, we thought that everybody is doing something. So let us also show what is our tradition and what happens in the Rath Yatra and all those things. So that year, in the whole hostel, actually, Odia singers, only I was there. Means not to be called singer, but somebody who can sing from Odisha. So they told me to sing one or two songs, possibly. So I prepared for one, two songs and I sang. So after that, the seniors, the third years, they were like, we have Monday music program and you are singing good. You come and sing for Monday music program. So basically on the dining hall also, when I sang for this Rath Yatra Odia songs, that time also not many people knew that who is singing or anything. Mm. So when I performed in the Monday music program, then I caught the attention of Umesh sir.
Oh, yeah. He was in charge of the bhajan group.
Bhajan group in charge there in Vrindavan. So Umesh sir, he came up to me and he told that, hey, you have a melodious voice. Why don't you sing bhajans? Means already 1.5 years you have wasted. then actually from there, then he used to teach me himself actually.
Oh, wow.
One or two bhajans he has taught me by himself. I really thankful to him, grateful to him to introduce me to bhajans and all these things. I remember he actually taught me this Araj Suno Mere Bhajan with the Prashanti Nilaya Nivasa Araj Suno Mere Sai Araj Suno Mere Paramakripalu. So he told you should sing with the alap.
Oh, wow.
So then we had they had opened up this Trai Vrindavan for Thursday bhajans. So I used to go and I used to show him my bhajan and used to allow him to sing. Then he sent me for auditions in the third year itself. Third year of my...
To sing in Prashanti.
So I came for auditions, but I was not yet ready because I didn't know many bhajans. We have to know, have a good list of bhajans and should know all the intricacies of the bhajans and all the. So then again, I attempted in my first PG also. And then they told another 6 months, the next auditions. So in 2015, my second PG, I joined bhajan group.
After 4 years, finally.
Yeah, 4 years.
So now you have learnt enough bhajans and learnt how every bhajan flows.
Yeah, many of them. I still wouldn't say that I know all because it takes lot many years to learn all the bhajans.
Yes, yes.
There are so many. It is actually unlimited list of bhajans.
Yeah, it's the ocean. But it's really such an amazing opportunity and a privilege to be able to sit in front of Sanidhi and sing. And especially in these times when the students are not there, when nobody else is getting the opportunity, it is because you can sing that you can every day go to the Prashanti Mandir and offer your prayers to Bhagwan. And Balram, he's there every morning and evening now singing in front of Bhagwan. And you also were writing songs, right? Even from your student days.
Yes. Always means basically I was keen in Hindi. Even from my school days, I studied Hindi and I have a thing for poetry. I write in Odia and Hindi both. So when I joined for Vrindavan also, for some small things like awareness class, environment class, I used to write small 4-line, 5-line poems. So when the real songs were to be made, they approached me and they told, why don't you write songs? So all our programs, our class programs and all, I used to write along with one or two more boys who are Hindi boys. We used to sit and we used to write the lyrics and for them to compose. And
wow. So anything that you cherish, that you have written or composed?
This Jagannath in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu drama. There was a drama in 2013, I guess, in our second UG. This actually, that was one of my first songs which came to Puttaparthi, like Prashanti in Mandir, it was played.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so for Rath Yatra, the final scene of
the drama.
Is the chariot being pulled.
Oh, yes, yes.
So we had that song in that. It was... जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय दर्शन देने देखो निकला श्री मंदिर से रथ में कितने भक्त जो तरस रहे थे श्रद्धा लेके मन में जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय सो इट वाज अ सॉन्ग इट वाज अ वेरी फास्ट सॉन्ग इट वाज फॉर डांसिंग एंड
फिनाले द ड्रामा या वाओ ब्यूटीफुल.
So that song was one of the first one which like was played in Parthi as such. So I wrote the I was in the drama. I was acting. I was making Jagannath. I was making the chariot. I was writing the song.
And doing card also. Of course. So tell me, Balram, I know you've been busy, involved so thickly in so many activities of the hostel. But if I were to ask you, having spent so many years now, close to a decade in the hostel, What are the three most important takeaways for you? You know, what were you before and what are you now? If I were to ask you, like, tell me three things that have now become a part of your personality because now you're a Sai student.
Yeah.
What like, would they be?
Since you have put it as three things, otherwise there are actually a lot.
I know.
Yeah. So actually, the first thing which comes in our education system here, like Swadeshi Integral Education, the first thing is about the timetable.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, if you see the punctuality part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything has a time actually for us.
The routine in the hostel.
Yeah, the routine in the hostel. Everything goes with a bell.
Mm.
And it actually prepares everybody for the for lives, the whole life actually.
Mm.
Because you get up in the morning, go for suprabhatam, then come back, go for jogging, get ready, go for breakfast, go to college for fire, to go before a certain time and put the attendance.
Yes.
Yeah, so this actually, I think somewhere inside, it gets integrated inside you.
Mm.
Like we get channelized with this kind of, so that remains with us. This is one thing. Now if
that rigor to, you know, to be that discipline.
Exactly. That particular discipline, the punctuality thing. Because now anywhere I go, if somebody has told me to come at 5 o'clock, I will go at 5 o'clock or 2 minutes before that.
Yes.
So that things get set inside your mind and your soul actually.
And you can get up, if you have to get up early, you will never have
exactly.
a problem.
So I have that thing of if I have to get up really early for something, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, I put an alarm. But I get up before that and switch off the alarm.
You get up to put off the alarm.
Put off the alarm. It happens a lot with me. So, not only me, I think it is with everybody.
Yes.
Whoever has stayed in the hostel and studied in Swadeshi Institute of High Learning, this is one thing I think they carry everywhere.
Yes.
Wherever you go, that particular place's routine immediately sinks inside you.
Yeah. Your body adapts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We adapt to that and we never find it difficult. To follow that particular thing. I think this is something which is a common takeaway from
absolutely. So physically you can deal with anything.
Exactly.
Your body can deal with anything.
Exactly.
Wow. And what is the second thing?
Yeah, second thing actually second thing is about we had a lot of things to do actually. And what happens is there are so many programs, so many festivals in 1 year.
Yeah.
So they actually get crunched in a few days.
Correct. Yeah.
So basically it's like August.
Yeah.
August or September if you take, you will have the mid-semester.
Yes.
In the beginning of the month. Yes. And at the end of the month, you will have Ganesh Chaturthi.
Ganesh Chaturthi. Yes.
So everything will get crunched inside that 1 week time.
Yes. And Krishnashtami, Ganesh Chaturthi, Dasara, they will all come.
All fit together. Then birthday, all these things. Then sports meet and all these things. So what happens is there will be a lot of pressure. That is something which is like not only pressure in terms of the activities which you are going to do, there will be pressure for even academics.
Yes.
Because you have to prepare in that 1 week. Ganesh Chaturthi got over.
Yes.
Now you have to write your mid-semester exams. So in that 10 days or 1 week, you have to study and write.
Yes.
So there are actually packed into small, small pockets of pressures.
Yes. Yeah. So you're all the time, you know, moving from one pressure situation to another
pressure situation. So we have learned a lot to perform under the pressure.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Mm. So whether it be any drama or any our sports meet, we will have to like on 10th night, January 11th is sports meet morning. On 10th night, there will be nothing in the ground. And 11th morning, when you go there will be a 35 by 25
structure
standing there. So everything happens in that one night actually. Means we have worked into small chunks.
I know.
But putting them all together in the correct way,
you
have imagined, that is like a lot.
Yeah.
So that is something we learn. And during this pressure actually is, especially if you're an in-charge of something. I happen to be the in-charge of arts and crafts and the sets and fabrication team for the last 4-5 years. So you have to deal with everybody's situation also.
Sensitivities,
all the boys. Who will be able to work, who cannot take it. He has to go and sleep. But he'll be the talented one. that actually.
So somebody very talented might want to do more. Somebody who's not that talented might want to do something.
Yeah.
So you have to manage all
these things in that given time all giving this exact task to the,
yeah, so the right person.
Nobody's upset. Like, there is a lot to experience and learn during this time.
How I to think, manage people.
Yeah. I think I was never ready to take up this kind of activity, frankly speaking. I never thought that I'll be put in this kind of situation. But the place and the situation, it happened that there was nobody else who will take care of the arts and crafts after the seniors left. So by default, I was put there. It was not like I went by choice. I was very scared. Till the end, I was... because I cannot scold people and I cannot get things done in the hard way. I don't have that, I don't know, somehow. Yeah. So I was very scared from the beginning itself that it will... I don't know whether I'll be able to do this.
Take everyone along.
Along, yeah. So then somehow it happens.
Somehow through love, a lot of things happen.
Beautiful.
So I think handling pressure. So, you know, basically building our mental stamina, mental stability and mental stamina.
Yes.
I think that's what it is, right? And
yes.
First you talked about building a body. Now it's building the mind.
Mind, yeah. Mind.
What is the third now?
So, third one. See, we do a lot of activities and a lot of things are done in the hostel. But one thing which is the basis for all this. Like, I think that is something which we will carry forever. We don't do anything for any selfish desires or selfish motives or just so that people will appreciate. I think the baseline for all these things is that we are doing for Swami. And when you take that into consideration, everything changes actually.
Wow.
Everything changes. So anything you are doing, anything we are doing, we have that one thought in our mind that this is going to Swami. And I am doing it for Him. To get a smile on his face or make him happy. And in the broader perspective, even others also will be happy.
Yes. If he's happy, everyone else
will be happy.
Happy.
So that is something which I think I will carry with me. That all the activities, any form of art or any form of music or anything, any drama or anything what we do, like... it is different that it develops us. It develops the talent inside us. It improves yourself. But the dedication which comes along with that, I think that will be deep inside the soul, which will never go away.
So you're doing it for that self-satisfaction.
Yes.
You're doing it for your Swami. So even if somebody else likes it, does not like it, somebody praises, does not praise.
It doesn't matter anymore.
It doesn't matter. And you want to do your best, right?
Yes.
Because it is going to Swami.
Yeah, exactly. So how you take care of, like, I was always known for the details, minute details to be taken care of always. People used to come in for finishing touches and all those things. So that's what, there is something like, if it is going to, how will you do it if it is there forever? Like once Swami sees it, it's like it is frozen in that moment.
Correct.
So at that moment, it should be perfect. You don't want to know later that no, that part was not good. So those things...
Wow, amazing. So when you look at it, you know, we don't realize it, but this Sri Sathya Sai system of integral education, the way it refines and cultures your body, mind and spirit.
Yes.
You know, just by being in the hostel.
Yes.
Just by being part of various activities.
All the activities in Prashanthi Nilayam.
You know, so nobody needs to come and give you any lecture about how to develop your body, mind, spirit. You just be in the, just swim in the hostel.
Just, yeah. You have to go with the flow.
Go exactly. With the flow.
What is the task given to you? You have to
just do it.
Do it.
And you know that, you know, you are a different person. That's it. With time, you will never be the same person again.
Yes.
And really, one wonders that in spite of all these, you actually did your PhD. You actually are almost completing your PhD.
Yeah.
I mean... One will wonder that, you know, where do you get the time to, you know, do... Because PhD is like serious research work, right?
Yes. So much of academics
so
also...
So much of academics,
So that's what we have to... One thing is we have to set our priorities when it comes what like that. So even during our PhD or anything, any of the... Even the students, like we have to fix the time. Like from this time to this time, I'll do this. From this time to this time, I'll do this. When the time comes for making the card or making the structure or making a drama set or doing some music, you go and do that. That time you need not tell that, no, I have something to do in the lab, I have to go. Or when you're working, that time you should not go for doing something else. You have to just compartmentalize actually.
Yes. And when you're doing whatever you're doing, you do your best.
Best.
Because you have to achieve the maximum,
in that limited time. Yes.
Right.
So that's what I think. What happens is, by doing all these kind of extracurricular activities and doing it for Swami and like managing people, all the during all these things, the mind itself develops a lot. Like it comes to a stage where it is not the ordinary one anymore. Like it is sharper than what it was before. So what we could actually achieve by studying for 10 hours, you might study and understand it in just 1 hour.
Wow. Because the mind has developed.
It got sharpened.
Because even when you're doing your card work, even when you're doing your cake work, you know, it is definitely sharpening your mind.
Yes, exactly.
And all that actually helps.
Helps.
In your academics. You are not aware of it.
Yeah, that's what. I never prepared, but I was like, for my batch, I was the gold medalist.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that actually. I forgot to mention that in
then
the introduction.
I went on to clear the UGC NET JRF exam.
Wow.
I cleared the GATE exam.
Wow.
All in 2016, everything. So I also don't know. Means we know a speculation that this is one of the reasons. But certainly if somebody sees just like that, like it's really amazing. Like that's what people should not be forced to do a thing like given tuition, so many tuitions, you study, keep studying, keep studying. That does not always help. If somebody is requiring extra help, he can be given.
Yes.
But I think this...
As you do different things, you can do everything perfectly actually. And you can do everything in a much greater proficiency.
Exactly.
Instead of thinking, no, I will do only this.
Exactly. That's what we have learned.
Yes.
Yeah. And we have seen also, I have known many students and I have seen my classmates, my seniors. If somebody is good at other things like art or music or dramatics, they will always be good in studies.
Yes.
It doesn't happen mutually exclusive.
Exactly.
That if he is good in that, he will not be good in this.
Yeah, if he's singing, if he's chanting Vedam, he will, you know, that sharpens your brain.
Yeah, so they will be definitely very good in the academics part of it.
Yes, yes. So academics just becomes one part of your whole blossoming of your personality. And Bhagwan always says, you know, the mark of an educated man is humility. And I want to just tell you, dear brothers and sisters, you know, yesterday I was talking to Balram, just trying to find out about this art and what is his background. He never even told me that he's a gold medalist. I mean, if maybe anyone else would have told me this is the first thing, you know, I got a gold medal. But I think that is what, you know, it makes you, because you don't feel that, you know, I have done something for which I need praise from someone. You've offered it to Swami and, you know, he knows. And if it has to come out, it will come out in whatever way he wants. So that's the most beautiful aspect. And that is the reason why, you know, you will not go through the ups and downs of life with that much of pain in your heart. Because you know that, you know, he takes care and he is strengthened. He has strengthened your mind. He has strengthened your spirit. So really, really... so happy, brother, talking to you. You know, in these days, boys are not there in the hostel. And really, it's so refreshing to speak to someone from the hostel and give everyone a feel of the Sri Sathya Sai system of integral education. Before we close, why don't we end on a musical note? Please sing for us something, a bhajan that you would love to sing anytime. Even if we woke you up in the midnight, you would want to sing this bhajan.
Okay. So this bhajan is actually, it's regular Prashanti Mandir bhajan only, but it is somehow very close to my heart because it takes you through the emotional ride and it connects you to the Swami and it gets you back to the earth also.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So
take us through that journey.
Yeah. So it's Prem Se Bolo Ek Baar Sairam.
Oh, sure. Oh, yes.
Prem Se Bolo एक बार साई राम प्रेम से बोलो एक बार साई राम बोलो राम साई राम बोलो राम साई राम बोलो राम साई राम प्रेम से बोलो एक बार साई राम मधुर मनोहर राम मोहन मूरत राम हे करुणा राम हे करुणा सिंधु राम हे रघुपति राघव राम पतित पावन राम बोलो राम साई राम बोलो राम साई राम बोलो राम साई राम प्रेम से बोलो एक बार साई राम
प्रेम से बोलो एक बार साई राम जस्ट विथ लव से साई राम एंड गो विद द फ्लो आई थिंक दैट्स ऑल भगवान वांट्स फ्रॉम अस एंड ऑल वी हैव टू डू इज चेरिश इन आवर हार्ट्स एंड टेक वट एवर ही सेंड्स आवर वे एज हिज प्रसादम एंड सेलिब्रेट लाइफ थैंक यू सो मच बलराम एंड थैंक यू सो मच ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स साई राम